Translation: the lifetime of such envious householders is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex and dullness, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members.
So somebody of you can lecture on this part. Really? Anyone?
Nidrayar yathe naktam vivayena chavaveha vivachate haya rajam kutumbo baranena va.
Somebody is there, the door is closed. There somebody?
They're sweeping.
Oh, there.
So it describes that such the life of such envious households. So in the previous verse, households are described Grihesi Grihamedinam. So these Grihamedis, they're described as being envious. And so this enviousness means that they do not accept that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Because they do not accept this, they falsely think themselves to be the enjoyer. But this is not actually the position of the tiny living entities. Tiny living entities are described in Bhagavad Gita as being para prakriti, prakriti vidime param. That we are not purusha, or the enjoyer, but we are actually prakriti. We're meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. So this is a relationship which exists eternally. But in the material world, because we falsely identify ourselves as being separate from Krishna, as being this material body, then we try to lord over material nature in so many ways, but simply we're becoming more and more frustrated. So the activities of people who are envious, they're simply trying to enjoy nidraya, sleeping. Also, they're having sex life at night. Or during the daytime, diva charte haya raja. They're also trying to accumulate wealth in order to maintain their family members. This is also important because in the material world, actually, no one is maintaining anyone else, but actually it is Krishna. He is maintaining everyone. Janma jastataha. He is maintaining everyone and everything. But because we're envious that Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, that he is the owner of everything, they try to become owners. Just like I remember before I was going to college, my material parents, they were saying, oh, I'm giving you so many things. And then when I finally became a devotee and I left, they said, but why are you leaving? We have given you so many things. And it was almost like they were putting stock into me and they were expecting to get something out. But Krishna is not so much like that. Krishna, he is giving all living entities because he is the maintainer of all living entities. And this is his natural position. But we falsely assume a position of being the proprietor or the maintainer so that we can enjoy. So this is also a position of an envious householder or an envious person, not necessarily householders. But the real peace form that is described in Bhagavad Gita, as Srila Prabhupada has so many times said, that Bhoktaram Jagya Tapasam, Krishna is the supreme object of sacrifice. He is the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, that he is the owner of everything. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam, and he alone is the supreme friend of everyone. And this is the real platform of jnana. Jnana, gyatvamam, shantam, richati. This is the real platform of knowledge. So to act in this consciousness is Krishna consciousness. And when we forget that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, that he is the supreme benefactor and proprietor of everything, and that he is the supreme friend of everyone, then we make the mistake of becoming the supreme enjoyer, benefactor, and friend ourselves. And hence, We simply engage in all nonsensical activities which do no good for anyone.
Anyone else?
There are two things. There are Grihamedi and Grihastas. Grihamedi means those who have made the center, the household, or Prabhupada was explaining. Medhi means center, and Griha means to go around. So their life turns about household life, and household life means wife, and wife means sex life. And sex life means the bodily conception of life. So the bodily conception of life is the cause of all our problems, because the living entity is different from the body. The living entity is living within the body, whereas the soul is resident within the body. So, Grihamedi life means those who are trying to enjoy by maintaining wife and children and friends, society, like that. Then there are Grihastas. Grihasta means those who have made the center Krishna, or the spiritual advancement of life. It is a spiritual order of life, like brahmacharya, sannyas, or vanaprastha, so Grihasta. And it means religious life. But at the same time, there may be sex life, but that sex life is under condition of producing children who may be raised in Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am that sex life which is not contrary to the religious principles. So, human life is meant for spiritual realization or for Krishna consciousness. And in order to facilitate that, there are different orders of life, and one of them is the Grihastha life, where there is some concession for living with wife and children. But the basic principle is not to just maintain wife and children and friends and society. But the basic principle is to advance the spiritual life and ultimately to become free from all material attachments and to become attached to Krishna. So, our society is teaching the whole world how to live a civilized life, human life, religious life, apart, other than cats and dogs life. Prabhupada always says that the whole world is living like animals because they have no regulated life. There are no one is following the principles of religious life. Everyone is simply doing whatever will please their senses. If I like this woman, I then will live together, and it will be sex enjoyment. When the sex enjoyment is frustrated, then change, get another woman or get another man. Produce children. There is no idea about the ultimate goal of human life, so the children are running or being trained up, and they're becoming animals without any training or any future.
Anyone else? Got a fake.
This verse indicates that eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, that is a waste of time. That is not the actual purpose of this human form of life. That is simply taking care of this body, which is not our actual self. Our real interest is in serving the Supreme Self, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, because we are his part and parcel, the pure spirit soul, Jivatma. So there are four authors or four desired objects of attainment that are enunciated throughout the Vedas for those who are living in the mundane world. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. This is execution of pious activities, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately liberation. But the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh. Anyone else? You don't like? Or you can speak.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it said that in this material world, there's no such thing as love. Actually, everything is lust. I am wanting for my own sense gratification. But in spiritual life, everything is done without any motive. It is done, it's called the haituki. Without motive, it is done simply for the satisfaction of Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, every living entity, or everyone, is meant to please Krishna. This is bhakti yoga. So Krishna is the master of all living entities. And when one is in partially in knowledge, after cultivation of many, many lifetimes and doing pious activity, and by the mercy of the Guru Krishna Kripavaya Bhakti Loka Beach, one can get the seed of bhakti. And by this seed of bhakti, which is cultivated, just like a creeper that is cultivated, accidentally, one begins his path back to home, back to Godhead. So, the materialistic man, he does not have any source of knowledge, and therefore his whole life is like a dream. He's simply living in a dream world, trying to enjoy and suffering sometimes and feeling the different pains and pleasures of this dream. Therefore, the spiritual master, he has the potency to wake up living in it. This is stated in the Upanishad. Tishta jakarata pratyavaran nibodata shirashtadara nishita dharatyayadiram tishta kavayavaranti. If you just wake up from this dreaming of material life and take to the spiritual path, because this boon of human life is very rare, and if one does not take advantage of it, then he will simply go on in his material samsara and never have a chance to take to the spiritual life. So the spiritual life is very precarious platform. It's just like a razor's edge. It has to be dealt with a very great determination, and one has to be very much rigid in following the spiritual path in order to achieve success. So this is the injunction of all the Vedic literatures. I mean, this is the teaching of our Krishna consciousness movement, is that all living entities, we are giving them a chance to go back to the original spiritual nature and partake of the enjoyment of the spiritual pastime. But first one must take up the principles of human life, which is regulation of the senses, sense control, tapasya, brahmacharya, and all these different principles. And then one can ultimately achieve Krishna. Because by following the different principles, one comes to realize that I am the body. The body is different than myself, that I am eternal. Therefore, by restraining the senses from the sense objects, one gets knowledge and detachment from this body.
Anyone wants to speak? Pradyumna Maharaj. You have to speak. Try to speak.
This is a continuation of the previous verse, said that
Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nurang Santi Sahasvashaha Apashitava Tatvam Vihesha Bhimeti Nam. The thousands of, hundreds of thousands of subject matters for hearing, among those who are not aware of their spirit soul, and the spiritual values of life, why they're not aware of creation of humanity now, because they're engaged in their household affairs. This household life is my responsibility, my possession.
I have a question now. You are maintaining your institution by the grace of the householders. You are begging. So how you can condemn householders? If the householders do not become your life member, your institution will be stopped. So how do you condemn the householders?
Isn't it the original Vedic process that the householders would willfully give their charity to the Brahmins?
Is that for the poor charity householder required? You cannot condemn householders.
We do not condemn the householders, though. One of Lord Chaitanya's, many of his followers are all householders, and he encouraged them to progress in devotional life. Because Krishna says, Dharma Vinodho Bhuteshu, I am a householder life within the religious principles. And in that way, Krishna consciousness is for everyone. It is not restricted to sannyasis or brahmacharis, persons who are celibate, but to all persons who follow the principles that are set down in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Shastra.
The point is that sotabhyadini rajendra nirang santi sahasrasa apashyatam atmaka. Householder is not bad. That is not condemned. Real thing condemned, apashyatam atmatam, that is condemned. Because they do not know what is the aim of life. That is missing. All these people ask anybody, now what is the aim of your life? Nobody will say. Nobody will be able to say. Any householder, any businessman ask, they will simply say that it is my duty to earn money, it is my duty to maintain my children, to give them education, give them good opportunity for prospective life. And if I have got little more money, then I can give in charity to the poor man, that is Daridra Narayan. And these are their programs. But nobody knows the necessity of liberating the soul which is conditioned by this material poverty. Nobody knows. That we will find. Nobody knows. Big professor, big, they simply say that, yes, why, if you ask why you are constructing some big scheme for the future generation, that's all. They reply. Nobody replies, nobody knows about the necessity of the soul. That is the important point. Apasatam atmatattam. Nobody knows, nobody has any vision of the atmatattam. Simply they are talking superfluous. This is the defect. Ja. I am not his body. That is the whole scheme of Vedic knowledge. This is the important point. Apasthatama apatattam. Because they do not know what is the necessity of life, therefore they have created so many news. There's like big newspaper, bunch of papers, full of rubbish news only, advertisement, cinema. But you won't find anything talking about the necessity of it. So, to become a grihastha is not bad. But to become unaware of the necessity of the soul, that is bad. The Mayavadi sannyasi, they are sannyasi. They are also renounced grihastha life. But they have no idea what is the goal of life. They are simply thinking a negative way. This life is very troublesome. That they have realized that even in high stage of life of the material, they say your country, President Nixon, he is the president of the most rich country, but there is no happiness. He is now embarrassed. So many attacks are upon him and he does not know how to defend him, how to keep his position, he is embarrassed. So in this way everyone is missing the point. Nobody sees that why I am embarrassed. I have become now president of USA, still I am embarrassed. And when I was a non-significant man, ordinary man, or ordinary lawyer, nobody cared for me. That time I was also embarrassed. I was trying to improve my position. And now I have come to the highest point of success in the material world. Still I am embarrassed. Is it not a question? These rascals, they cannot see. Apasthatamātma-tattvam. That is the difference. Nobody thinks that I was embarrassed from the very beginning of my life. I was embarrassed even within the womb of my mother. I was packed up. And when I came out from the womb of my mother, there also I was embarrassed. I could not express my pains and pleasure. I was crying. Some ant was biting me, but I was crying and my mother gave me more milk, although I was fully fed. Yes. This is embarrassment. I wanted something, my mother gave me something. Yes? Because mother cannot understand. That what is the pain, and neither he can express what is the pain and pleasure. So the embarrassment was, that's the beginning. Otherwise, why the child cries? He's feeling some pain. My mother does not know how to relieve, but he's crying. This is going on. Then, childhood, I do not like to go to school, my parents forced me to go to school. The embarrassment. Then all right, I became married or I enjoyed sex life. Then children, then embarrassment. Contraceptive, that is also embarrassment. So this embarrassment is going on. And then again death. And then again, go to the womb of the mother. And be killed within the womb of the mother, abortion. So the whole life is full of embarrassment. Why? That why question does not arise. Then why I am embarrassed? So therefore the Mayavadis, they think that make me zero, five, then there will be no pain and pleasure, no embarrassment. Their philosophy is like that. Impersonal, that is also the same thing, avoid. Why is the same thing? Make it zero. Just like the foolish man, when one is embarrassed, he commits suicide. He commits suicide. He thinks, if I end this body, then my embarrassment will be finished. These are the circumstances why the apasatama. He does not know what is the necessity of me. How to get me relief from that. That he does not. Therefore this word is used. Apasatama. He does not see that I am spirit soul. My necessity is different from the bodily necessity. Then I will be comfortable. Even one knows that I am not this body, but the body is home, or I know that I am not this room, but I am engaged always how to keep this room very neat and clean. That is my business. I do not know that there is another business. Apasatama. That is the defect. Therefore, it is the duty of every human being, animals cannot do it, to understand about the ātma-tattva, necessity of the soul. That was presented by Sanatana Goswami when he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I was minister, quite comfortable. People called me learned scholar, and that is also somewhere or other it is right. But I did not know why I am suffering in spite of becoming the minister or king or this. And people say that I am learned man, but I do not know how to get out of the suffering. This should be the question. They are trying to get out of the suffering, but they do not know the ways how to get out of it. That is ātma-tattva. He does not know what is the nature of ātma, what the ātma wants, and how the ātma will be comfortable. That he does not know. That information is given by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivir Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. Every living entity is eternal servant of Krishna. Therefore, unless he comes to the platform of serving Krishna, there is no question of happiness. There is no question of happiness. And Krishna also says the same thing, dukkhalayam asasatam. This place is simply full of miseries. And if you come to me, yadgatyana nivartanti tadhama paramamama. So, whole world is missing the point that he is not this body, the body is the engagement, and we are accepting sometimes golden engagement, and sometimes iron engagement, and sometimes silver encasement, wooden encasement. He is thinking by changing the encasement he will be happy. But he does not know this is encasement.
Cages.
So either you are put in the golden cage or iron cage or wooden cage or any cage. Cage is cage. So long you are not free, just like the bird escaped into the cage, he is unhappy. It may be golden cage, it doesn't matter. Similarly, we cannot be happy with this encasement. We must be free from the encasement. Freedom, that is called liberty, mukti, that is required. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they do not know that suppose if I get free So, where shall I go? He thinks I shall be free in the sky. That's why impersonal. Sky is impersonal. So, if suppose a bird is given freedom, but he flies in the sky, will he be happy? No. That also he will not be happy. Then he will again think of that it was better to remain in the cage. Now what is the value of my this freedom? I am not happy. I again go back to the cage. You will see in India there is a bird, Tittir. The man who keeps that bird in the cage, sometimes he takes it to the open field and he opens the door and the bird walks, sometimes flies, he is given freedom. Then again the man, he says like that and the bird comes again within the cage. You see, if you have seen, those are in there. But he thinks that I have been given freedom now, but where shall I go? Where shall I go? I have to eat. So, he again comes and better to live within this cage. Better to live within this cage. So Mayavadi's position is like that. Mayavadi, they have not, because we are sure that we are going to Krishna, but they have no Krishna. They have no Krishna. Therefore, they again come to this material. Arjya krichina param padam tata patanti adha. Patanti adha anadita jusmada. Because they have no shelter, therefore they will come back again within this material. Because in the impersonal feature, they cannot remain many days. You get freedom from the cage, but if you do not get to eat something, how long you live? Therefore, they prefer again to come to the cage. That's the theory. Because they have no other way. Therefore, this Mahabharata philosophy, voidism, impersonal philosophy, is not very good. You cannot remain impersonal or in void, because your position is, because you are living entity, because you are part and parcel of the supreme living entity, Krishna. Krishna is Anandamaya Vyasa. He is always full of jubilation. So you also, being part and parcel of Krishna, you also want jubilation. But how you can get jubilation? How you can be jubilant in the sky, in the zero? This is the difference between Mahabharata philosophy. Therefore, you cannot be happy even by getting free from this engagement, material world, and if you place yourself in impersonalism and bhavism, that will not help you. Try to understand. That will not help you. So, therefore, you have to go back to home, back to Krishna, where there is everything, variety, spiritual varieties. You can play with Krishna, you can dance with Krishna, you can talk with Krishna, you can fight with Krishna. There is also fight. Why they fight? They enjoy. There is also enjoyment. Everything enjoyment. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give information to the rascals who are mentioned as apasatamatmatattam. One who does not know what is the nature of Atma, what does he want, how he will be happy, that is, they are called apasatamatmatattam. They have no information. Therefore, griheshu griyavedinam, they are trying to be happy here within the cage, that's all. That is not possible. So, without knowing this Krishna consciousness philosophy, within the cage and without the cage, they are unhappy. Is it clear? They are imagination of liberty. Without the cage, That is all sannyasa, because he does not know where to go. Therefore, after remaining for some time in this impersonal state, again he comes back to the cage. This kind of going and coming will not help him. Tyag and bhog. So, Atma-tattva means to know what is the nature of Atma and how he will be. That is all explained by Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita. If you take advantage of this lessons and instruction, that is our success of life. That's all.